Yesterday, an alliance of 7 Western states and 4 Canadian provinces announced a plan for the most far-reaching effort in North America to curb emissions linked to climate change. The Western Climate Initiative is intended to achieve a 15% cut in greenhouse gas emissions by the year 2020. U.S. states in the alliance include Arizona, Montana, New Mexico, Oregon, Utah, Washington, and, of course, California. Jerry Karnes is the Florida Climate Project Director for Environmental Defense, while Derek Walker is the State Climate Campaign Director for the Environmental Defense Fund in California. Earlier this week, the two gentlemen discussed how their states are going about trying to reduce greenhouse gas emissions in both California and Florida. Not surprisingly, California is doing more at this time. Derek Walker said the electric companies in California are doing a lot to be part of the solution.
Those companies have been very supportive of renewable energy. California has been fortunate because we do have a large supply of hydropower. We do have a lot of installed solar energy. And even at that level that we're currently operating, about 12% of our energy comes from renewable sources. We're still not anywhere near where we want to be. And we just believe that it's a tremendous signal to investors that this is the wave of the future. And in many ways, California and Florida's economies both are lagging because there's not a lot of positive signals being delivered about positive, proactive things that are going to be coming down the road. And I think clean energy and the clean energy revolution is one of those positive signals that we can send. Ever since our bill in California was signed by Governor Schwarzenegger, we have doubled the amount of venture capital investment in clean tech that we have seen in California. That's a tremendous boost. We were already the number one, the Bay Area, San Francisco, where you're from, Mitch, that area has always been, in the last 15 years, the hotbed of renewable energy money. But now Southern California as well is starting to get a lot of investment. So the number one and the number two regions in the entire country for venture capital, both in California. And it's because we have sent a signal that we are serious about being the leaders in clean energy.
Jerry, now, there's a lot of venture capitalists out there in the Silicon Valley and all that, but I guess they're everywhere in this country. They're looking for exciting new business enterprises and the like. What's going on that level here in Florida?
Well, Florida is the third largest state, or is going to be about the third largest state, and we house 1.2% of the nation's venture capital money. We have largely historically been a backwater for venture capital in this country. So that is why the uncertainties surrounding clean energy and Florida's commitment to it right now are a problem. And what I mean by uncertainties is that the governor is clearly committed. Our executive branch is absolutely committed. They're doing everything they can do to say open the doors for business for Florida, say we want clean energy companies here. But the legislature, while the support is emerging, they're not quite there yet. So three key areas that are uncertain right now. One is clean cars, the California Clean Car Standard. The governor wanted to adopt that standard. The legislature slowed that down and said they wanted to ratify
that.
Tell me
what the specifics are of that.
Well, it's an emission tailpipe standard for automobiles and vehicle transportation that basically monitors the amount of emissions that can come from tailpipes. So it's a way to get at greenhouse gas emissions from the transportation sector.
And starting in model year 2009, for the states that have adopted the clean car standard, from model year 2009 to 2016, we're projecting a reduction of over one-third in the amount of greenhouse gases emitted from the tailpipes of automobiles. And we've been working very hard, EDF, along with other of our colleagues, both in the business community now is joining in, but also other environmental groups, to fight the unfortunate efforts of the current administration's EPA to refuse to allow the states to actually go forward and enforce those policies.
Right, Stephen Johnson. Jerry, we had Governor Crist come in here. Governor Schwarzenegger met with him last year. There's kind of a symbiotic relationship between them. Crist has said the right things when it comes to this issue. But again, we've got a legislature that is recalcitrant, to put it modestly, and a business community that, again, there are some progressive elements out there, but there are others who aren't, let's just be honest. So how do your group and others, environmentalists, put the pressure on the governor or do what he can do as the executive, but he can't just write these rules by himself?
No, you're absolutely right. Well, number one is that we are actively out across the state of Florida seeking and finding the innovators and entrepreneurs that are trying, that are really saying, look, we can be part of this new low carbon economy. We can be part of the solution. Florida can grow and create jobs while we address climate change and our energy issues. But the legislature, they have been slow to act, but I do give them credit for, passing an energy bill this year that can lay the foundation, the framework for some sound energy policy. The problem is they created a lot of uncertainty in the bill. So the key elements of the bill, the renewable portfolio standard, the clean cars, and the cap and trade program for Florida, all require another round of legislative ratification. So we haven't sent the signal. We haven't put the cap in place that AB 32 put in place that sent such a strong signal to the market that Florida is open for business. And that's what needs to happen in the 2009 legislative session. Florida needs to remove these uncertainties and give the right signal to the innovators and the entrepreneurs and the venture capitalists and the folks that will invest in Florida and create the next generation of jobs and profits around clean energy. The legislature has got to do that. They've got to do it quick because we're in the middle of not only a national race, but a worldwide race. The action team, the Governor Chris Climate Action Team that I serve on, is going to come forward in about a couple weeks with some very, very progressive, sound, economically defensible policy solutions that could really change the game for Florida. The problem is that we've been behind for so long that Florida needs to act in a bold way to catch up. We're a state that should be putting gigawatts worth of solar energy on the ground yearly, and with that, creating 50,000 to 60,000 new jobs. That's what the future should hold for Florida, and that's what the legislature holds in the balance right now.